Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Three knockout tracks to start us off this week here on Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans. That was from 1978 on the Tappan Zee record label. It was Bob James from his album Touchdown, and that was his beautiful composition, I Want to Thank You Very Much, featuring the flute of Hubert Laws and the acoustic guitar of Earl Klug. Bob James on the keyboards, of course. Before that, from 68 on Blue Note Records, Lou Donaldson from his album Midnight Creeper, and the tune we heard was Elizabeth. Lou Donaldson on alto saxophone, Blue Mitchell on the trumpet, George Benson on guitar, Lonnie Smith on the organ, and Leo Morris was playing drums, aka Idris Muhammad. And we started off from 1961 on the Candid record label with Booker Irvin from his album That's It, and the tune we heard was Boo, and that was Booker Irvin on the tenor saxophone, and he was joined by Horace Parlan, known on the album sleeve as Felix Krull for contractual reasons, and his regular bassist and drummer George Tucker and Al Harewood. I'm here till 11 with some great tunes. We'll be right back. 1963, that was Romano Mussolini on the piano, C. Lafredo on the bass, and Franco Tanani on the drums. That was That's All from the album Jazz a la Studio 7. And before that, from 61, it was the JFK Quintet, and that was Ray Codrington on the trumpet, Andy White on alto saxophone, Harry Kilgo on piano, Walter Booker Jr. on the bass, and Carl Mickey Newman was playing the drums. That was a tune called Nerod, which, if you spell it backwards, is Dorian, and hence the modal nature of that particular piece. This is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans. Let's hear from Eddie Jefferson.
Miles Davis walked off the stage. That's what the folks are all saying. Oh, yes, he did leave the stage. Soon as the solo was over, Coltrane, he walked off the stage. What the folks are all saying. Oh, yes, they both left the stage clean out of sight now. They felt they had to rehearse. Although we know they are masters, they get a real groovy sound. And you will have to admit it, but yes, they both left the stage soon as their solos were over. And if you can't figure out their groove, I'd like to hip you. Well, my friends, not about Miles Davis. I never know why some people always try to find some fault of this man and his horn. And when they go to wherever he is playing, they seem to go to see whether he is going to tend to business. Zap, bap, boom, ba, doo, 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 ba, doo, shoot, doo, doo, grab, fiddly, bop, bop, see ya. Never walks around the place and speaks to all of the folks he don't know. I wouldn't either, and neither would you, friends. But I know he is friendly. I do, the rest of us, we do. Oh yes, we dig his beautiful soul, and we love him and his blue horn. And here's another thing now about the clothes he wears. I'm sure his style is in the future. He is cool, the fit of his clothes are perfect. Just like the way he plays, he's not afraid of being different. And he has one most pose in this modern jazz. He and Gillespie are kings. Miles and his group are breaking records, yeah, because they sure do swing. Walked off the stage. That's what the folks are all saying. Oh yes, he did leave the stage. Soon as his solo was over, Coltrane, he walked off the stage. That's what the people are saying. Oh yes, they both left the stage clean out of sight now. They said they had to rehearse. Although we know they are masters, they get a real mellow sound. We'll have to admit it, but yes, they both left the stage soon as the solos were over. And if you couldn't figure out their groove, well, I have hit you. Yes,
guess they both have to stay. So what? Bye.
recorded in 1995. That is bassist Rodney Whittaker on the DIW label out of Japan. It was recorded actually in New York. The album Children of the Light, and that was a tune called Mandela's Muse, and it featured Whittaker on the bass. Nicholas Payton was on the trumpet. James Carter on tenor saxophone. Cassius Richmond on the flute. We also heard Cyrus Chestnut on the piano and Kareem Riggins on drums, and on the percussion it was Andrew Daniels the second. Before that, an album from 1968 on Prestige, it was Eddie Jefferson, fantastic jazz vocalist, and the album is Body and Soul, and that was So What, the Miles Davis tune. Lyrics written incidentally by jazz critic Ira Gittler, no less, and Eddie was accompanied on there by James Moody on tenor saxophone, Dave Burns on trumpet, Barry Harris playing the piano, Steve Davis on the bass, and Bill English was playing the drums. It is Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans, it's Sunday morning, and it's time for Clarence Wheeler and the Enforcers. Stick around till 11, I've got great music between now and then. Jimmy Smith, recorded live in Los Angeles in 1972, came out on Verve Records. The album is Root Down, and of course that was Let's Stay Together. And in addition to Jimmy Smith's organ, we heard Paul Humphrey on the drums, Wilton Felder on bass, Buck Clark on the congas and percussion, and Arthur Adams was playing guitar. Before that, from 1970 on Atlantic Records, it was Clarence Wheeler and the Enforcers doing their interpretation of Lennon and McCartney's Hey Jude. I'm sure you recognised it. Impossible not to, really. And that was Clarence Wheeler on tenor saxophone, Sonny Covington on the trumpet, Sonny Burke on organ, and George Hughes playing the drums. Going to head up to 10 o'clock in a similar vein.
Thank you.